KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high of 97, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and a heat index as high as 111 degrees possible. There is an excessive heat warning still in effect through late Saturday. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, officers with the Red Oak Police Department last night arrested 27-year-old Philip Kenneth Dalton Johnson of Red Oak. Johnson was arrested on two Montgomery County warrants, charging him with domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury and obstruction of emergency communications. He was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $2,300. Well, Glenn Smith of Atlantic was designated Wednesday by President Trump as chairman and CEO of the Farm Credit Administration, or FCA. The FCA has examination and regulatory authority over the farm credit system with oversight by Congress. Collectively, the institutions of the farm credit system constitute the nation's largest single provider of agricultural credit, with offices in all 50 states and assets of over $350 billion. Now, Glenn Smith has served as a member of the FCA board as well as a member of the board of directors of the Farm Credit System Insurance Corporation since December of 2017, when President Trump appointed him to the FCA board. His term on the board will expire May 21st of 2022. As chairman, Smith succeeds Dallas Tonsiger, who died in office in May, and as CEO, he succeeds Jeffrey Hall, who became acting CEO following Tonsiger's incapacity from illness. Hall continues to serve as a member of the FCA board and a chairman of the board of directors of the Farm Credit System Insurance Corporation. Glenn Smith and his wife owns Smith Generation Farms, which has grown to encompass about 2,000 acres devoted to corn, soybeans, hay, and a small beef cow herd. Glenn Smith is founder and co-founder of Smith Land Service Company, an agricultural service company that specializes in farm management, land appraisal, and farmland brokerage, and serves about 30 Iowa counties. He served on numerous community, church, and professional boards and was elected to the Atlantic Community School Board of Education, on which he served for 9 years. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, announced Thursday that Atlantic native Dr. Mark A. Johnson has been selected as an Iowa Hospital Association 2019 Hospital Hero. He'll be recognized October 9th during the IHA's annual meeting in Des Moines. In a statement, Dr. Johnson said it is a great honor to receive the IHA Hospital Hero Award, but this is not a singular award. It is an award that requires assistance from the entire team that I have worked with at the Cass County Health System for the past 32 years. Dr. Johnson began his practice in Atlantic as a family medicine physician back in 1987. After many years of working in both the rural health clinic and emergency department, he transferred full-time to the emergency department in 2012. The Iowa Hospital Heroes Award is presented to those who have performed a heroic deed or tirelessly given of their time, talent, and expertise to improve their organization and the world around them. Leaders exemplify honesty, integrity, humility, courage, and commitment. And Dr. Johnson is one of only 10 people from across the state who have been chosen as a hospital hero this year. Well, officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have alerted local businesses to a questionable advertising ploy. The issue is that a company is calling those businesses asking for advertising for a new city map, and they claim to be calling on behalf of the city of Atlantic. City Administrator John Lund says that it is not a project the city is involved with, and businesses are being advised not to move forward when the company calls and to call the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the lower Missouri River is likely to remain high throughout the summer because of a large amount of water being released from dams upstream. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it needs to keep the releases high to clear out the space in all the dams along the river, so it will continue releasing more than double the average amount of water from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border, at least into August. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Durgan says the Missouri River isn't likely to go down much until the releases from the dam are reduced. Significant releases may worsen flooding downstream in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas, where many levees were damaged during severe March flooding. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers estimates that it will be 2021 before complete repairs are made to the 52 damaged levees along the Missouri River. Temporary repairs are finished on at least 9 sections of levees that were damaged this past spring. Brett Budd, chief of the Corps' system restoration team for the Omaha District, said it could be next spring before temporary repairs are complete.
Going forward, we got 30 construction contracts that we're looking at having awarded between now and end of this calendar year and potentially the first part of 2020.
Last week, the Corps announced a new process for awarding contracts on levee repairs. The new process shrinks the solicitation period to 14 days, using a list of pre-qualified contractors. The previous solicitation period was 30 days, plus a 15-day pre-solicitation announcement. Until more complete repairs are made, Bud says that homeowners and properties near the river remain vulnerable.
And until we get to the final fix, you know, it's a reminder to everybody that lives behind a levee, there's definite risk. It's not totally safe at this point.
As crews continue to work on damage assessment for many sections of levee, one big hurdle remains with funding. The Corps says it will take action from Congress to secure enough money for permanent repairs. Mills County Emergency Management Director Larry Hurst says his county has a long fight ahead.
The bigger problem is the unknown of where are these structures going to look like, say, in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and who's going to pay for it?
Latest contract awarded by the Corps was for nearly $2.8 million to further build up a levee near Percival following temporary repairs last month. And more bankers surveyed in parts of 10 plains in western states say President Trump's trade skirmishes are having a negative effect on their local economies. The Rural Main Street survey released Thursday shows the survey's overall index falling from 53.2 in June to 50.2 this month. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below that indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says higher agricultural commodity prices and rebuilding from recent floods helped to prop up the region's economy last month. But he added that nearly 9 of 10 bankers surveyed noted that the tariffs' negative impact on the economy, and that's up 8 in 10 who said the same thing in September. In our funeral announcements, Gerhard Vogie, age 96, of Manning, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Gerhard Vogie will be today at 10 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Elizabeth Schmidt, age 91, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Memorial services for Elizabeth Schmidt will be today at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Anita, with Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita in charge of arrangements. Howard Reed, age 94, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died July 12th in Council Bluffs. A scripture service for Howard Reed will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Chase Jones, age 22, of Atlantic, died July 11th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Chase Jones will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Funk, age 47, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kevin Funk will be next Thursday, July 25th at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.